What's going on, everybody? Secret to Flight this week. At the time of this recording, it is Thursday, mid-April. We have Jax Rhea tonight. I have not been to Jax Rhea in a little bit, but I'm speaking at the main monthly meeting tonight, and it's just it's a great time to reflect. I moved down to Florida in 2013, July, and the first Jax Rhea meeting that I went to was that fall. So it's an organization that just has given me so much relationships, knowledge, information, just a great network of people. It's near and dear to my heart, so I'm very, very excited to speak there tonight. Whenever I speak, I try, obviously, to add as much possible value as I can to the people in the room. So my thought is, you know, Jax Rhea's got a bunch of great information on how do you wholesale? How do you flip a house? How do you finance rentals? Like, very nuts and bolts sort of stuff. My plan tonight is to add whatever value I can, which I think the value I add is, you know, some 20,000 foot thinking about purpose and values and that sort of stuff, and that how that comes into play when investing in real estate. Part of my theme tonight is going to be based on my little equation for life I have that I've talked about before, but it's a four-step process that I've used four times now in my life successfully to get whatever you want. I think it's just incredibly effective. Step one is goals and vision. So the more clearly you can create, write, draw that vision and articulate your goals, the better. So you're setting a vision with a deadline. Step two is unwavering faith of success. So anyone that's ever put themselves out there has had doubts, right? Everyone, whether you're starting a new job, a new career, a new business, or you're going to the gym for the first time, whatever the fuck it is, you are not alone with the doubts that you have about it. And the tough part is, even as you go through the process and even as you have a couple little wins, you're still going to have those fucking doubts, right? But above the doubts, you have to keep that unwavering faith of success no matter what. If failure is not an option and you know deep down in your heart that you will succeed, you need that feeling. If you don't have that feeling, you won't do whatever it takes to win, to accomplish whatever you're trying to do. The third one's discipline, right? So if you're not disciplined, if you're chasing shiny objects, if you have a goal to wholesale a house in 3 months and some days you make 20 phone calls and some days you make zero, some days you make 300, the weekend you feel like drinking and hanging out with your friends and not working at all, guess what? It's not going to fucking come true. Keeping your schedule disciplined, keeping your inputs disciplined in order to get the outputs that you want. And the last one's grit. I define grit as resilience towards long-term goals, right? I define grit as not quitting when things get tough, right? You took all that time and energy to write your vision, to write your goals. You're going to fucking quit as soon as someone says you can't do it, or something goes bad, or you lose some money, or, you know, your mom tells you you're stupid. Like, that's when you're going to quit. And, you know, most people do, right? So grit is, it has been said that grit is the quality that successful people lack that average people don't have, or successful people have that average people lack, right? Is that grit, that willingness to take pain, to take the grind and come out stronger and better on the other side. So, you know, this won't come out till next week, but if you were at Jax Rhea last week, I'm sure I was happy to see and talk to you, and I hope you got a lot out of the presentation. What we got going on with the flight this week, it's just, well, another, I've said it before, we're in grinder mode right now. So another week of fantastic progress. A couple wins that happened this week were driving houses on Sunday morning with Miguel. Everything looking tight and rolling along. I had a meeting with Matt this week on Sage and our accounting software and the progress that that has made. Being able to get full financials within 2 weeks from now and getting in that system is just, it's been a bear, and I know it's been tough on him, and me and him are speaking the same language now on exactly where we're at, which has been awesome. We had our flight leadership thing this morning, which was another strong meeting. We're always doing a fantastic job there. We have the Take Flight Leadership launch tomorrow. So just a bunch of shit going on in grind mode. Feeling strong still. You know, one of the things we talked about this morning was single point failures and vulnerabilities. We have a lot of key people right now in key roles that we can't really afford to lose, but that's okay. I mean, you're supposed to be delicate as a startup, and we'll get our resiliency over time as the team gets better, as the team grows. So, very, very exciting for me to watch. And just general support for everyone that's been involved with Flight this week. I've never felt more aligned with an ownership team, more aligned to who I am, and just been a fantastic, positive week. So appreciate all you listening, and we'll talk to you next week.